Hi, everyone. Hope all of you are doing well, and a very warm welcome to all our Money Control listeners here at Tech Life at Intuit in association with moneycontrol.com, using technology to unlock financial opportunities for millions. During the pandemic, the role of the IT tech sector was extremely crucial. In fact, this sector kept all the other industries in motion. In fact, as we all know, technology has been a key driver of growth and progress across sectors and across industries. In the recent years, the sector has witnessed a paradigm shift in terms of technology, talent, and transformation. And while the number of women in the IT sector has risen to 35% of the workforce in the year 2021 alone, there is definitely scope for more. So today on this exclusive podcast, titled Delivering Tech Disruption at Scale, I'm in conversation with two passionate women technology leaders who have been at the center of tech disruption. We have with us Ms. Jyoti Ahuja, Director, Product Development, Intuit, and Ms. Riti Arora, Star Software Engineer, Intuit. So thank you, ladies, for joining in today with us. And just to give our listeners a little bit of a background, Intuit is a global technology platform that enables its customers and communities to overcome their most important financial challenges. It serves approximately 100 million customers worldwide with TurboTax, QuickBooks, Mint, and Credit Karma. Intuit believes that everyone should have the opportunity to prosper. And for more than a decade, the company has been on the list for India's best companies to work for. It has featured consistently for 5 consecutive years in the top 3. And last year in 2021, Intuit was ranked at number 3. So let's find out more about what building solutions for a global tech platform company actually feels like. So coming to you, Jyoti, for the first question, tell us a little bit about yourself and how were you inspired to pursue a career in technology?
Thank you, Ruchira, for the question and the warm welcome as well. I came into technology not by my own choice, unfortunately. I wanted to always be an engineer, and engineering for me was all about machines and building things by my own hand. And so I always wanted to be a mechanical engineer, in fact. But back in those days, mechanical engineering for girls wasn't that acceptable a field. So my dad persuaded me that, maybe you should try computer science. It's a new field coming in. And that's how I enrolled myself into a computer science engineering degree. And the person I am, I always strive for excellence in everything I do. And that's how I fell in love with technology, because I enrolled myself for it. And that's how it became my passion.
Great. Thank you, Jyoti, for sharing with us how you actually began your career. But coming to you, Riti, could you tell us how did you begin your journey in technology, and also take our listeners through a little bit about your own journey here?
Sure. Thank you, Ruchira. Thank you for the opportunity and the warm welcome. My professional pathway has been fueled by my passion for problem solving. And honestly, this is not how I started my tech journey. I pursued an engineering degree in computer science as part of the rat race, because all my peers made this choice and so did I. I wanted to pursue an MBA after engineering, but it was during the last 2 years of my engineering that I met a wonderful teacher. He's a great coach and one of the best teachers one can ever come across. It was him who gave me the light to see things. He made me aware that my strength was problem solving, and solving problems is something that makes me happy. And IT is a field in which I could get ample opportunities to make an impact and excel. And this became a turning point for me to pursue a career in tech. He inspired and coached me to crack entrance exam to pursue my master's degree in computer science from IIT Delhi. And my stint at IIT Delhi made me fall in deep love with tech and engineering. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much, Riti. That was quite an impressive journey there. But moving on to our next question, Intuit is a modern tech company. So how are you making big impact building financial technology products and tools that can actually make a real life impact and make people's everyday lives better? Jyoti, if you could take this for us.
Intuit, by the way, started, as you all know, about 38 years ago. And we didn't start in the way you would call ourselves as modern of today. Because what we have done is when we started, it was a very different company solving different kind of problems, but we continuously sought to disrupt ourselves such that we are growing and we are also solving our customers' problems in every possible way that we could potentially do while embracing all the technologies that we have at our hand. And in this journey of disruption, we went through multiple economic cycles, multiple technology shifts. Just to give you an idea, when we started 38 years ago, we were on DOS, and then we moved to Windows, to the internet that we see as of today, then to the mobile, finally global, and ultimately to the current version of ourselves that we have, which is to be an AI-driven expert platform. And how we have done this continuous transformation is what I think is by doing two things. The first one is falling in love with the customer problem and not our solutions. Number two is the timing of transformation. One of our old CEOs used to always say that we should fix the roof while it is still sunny. What that means is that we should drive transformations even while the business is performing well and thriving. And that's what the company has done to make sure that every big change and transformation that we have done it while we are still doing well with respect to business and staying ahead of the curve. And over the years, we have sort of codified this methodology that suits us in this fast-paced environment of change. But one thing that has remained always constant is the obsession towards customer problems. And that's what has always helped us in our journey.
All right, great. Those are very important lessons there on digital transformation and companies realizing the need to do so while the going is still good. So thanks, Jyoti, for that. Moving on to you, Riti. What is your insight here in terms of impact building financial tech products and tools?
Sure. Intuit keeps customer delight and satisfaction as the biggest motivation in its heart, as Jyoti also mentioned. This is common in the DNA of all the employees at every level at Intuit. Caring about our customers gives us a great sense of purpose. And our mission is powering prosperity around the world. And when your mission is noble, the drive to deliver the best in class becomes higher. Intuit is famous for making so many iconic products. We are invested in making life simpler for small business owners via our accounting product, QuickBooks. We empower our customers to take charge of their financial planning via Mint. Mint is a free budgeting app that allows you to connect all of your financial accounts in one digital space. Then we have our best-selling tax preparation software, TurboTax, where we put hands to help a taxpayer. And this way, we are able to impact and simplify millions and billions of lives globally.
Great. Coming on to the next question, the topic of our discussion today is delivering tech disruption at scale. So Jyoti, tech disruption is, of course, at the very core of Intuit's transformation. So could you tell our Money Control listeners more about the tech disruption and problem, the solution, and the impact, really?
Sure. I'm going to take an example of a recent tech disruption that Intuit has done and maybe give you some of the information that you're asking for via that example. So this example is of a disruption where we took our legacy sign-in and the whole product landing experience for one of our critical products of Intuit and completely rebuilt it from scratch. As most of your listeners would agree, that the biggest transformations have happened when we have taken an existing product in the market and completely rewrote it from behind the scenes. And an analogy to that would be just changing the engine of a flying plane. Those are the kind of big disruptions that happen in the size of the companies that we are talking about. So in this particular example, all of our customers would enter into this product from the front door, where they would sign in into this product, and that would be the starting point of their experience with the product. And the reasons why we wanted to change the whole of the technology behind this experience were two. The first reason was that because it was built over a multitude of years, almost more than a decade, over a period of time, it became slow and suboptimal. And as a result of that, what would happen is it would become very hard to maintain the product, and it would take long time to make a release into the system without hampering our confidence. That was the first reason why we wanted to make the change in the first place. The second reason was that we wanted to power a new generation of authentication for this product, but that wouldn't have been possible with the current foundation, because that foundation was shaky by now and it didn't have the confidence. So because of these two reasons, one was the speed, the suboptimal nature, and the second one was to power new generation of authentication, we had to do a complete transformation. Changing anything in the sign-in experience of a product is like changing the door of a castle. We need to ensure only people who need to go through are actually going through, and the people who are going through have a fast and a very delightful wow experience. As you can imagine, the risk of the transformation was very high, but so was the reward as well. There were many naysayers who said, don't touch it. This is the entry point of the product. If you mess up with it, it would be a huge mistake. What if something breaks? Don't do this. Having said that, every time a transformation needs to happen, it is risky, but there are things that we need to do, and we need to do this with careful planning and execution, because not doing this would have set us back, and we would have continued to be slow and outdated as compared to the modern industry standards of authentication. Last but not the least, retaining customers' trust is supreme, because as you all can imagine, once the trust is lost, it takes years to gain it back from our customers.
Great. Those were some interesting insights over there, Jyoti. Moving on to you, Riti, you have been driving growth in delivering the One Intuit platform. So could you take us through some of the experiments, the learnings and the failures in this journey of tech disruption, Riti?
Sure, Rajira. I would like to get started with the approach we took to make this transformation happen. We actually started with a hypothesis that we could make the sign-in experience much faster, effortless, and more delightful for our customers. We led this transformation with a bold and experimentation-driven mindset. From a tech point of view, we had a tightly coupled monolithic architecture, and we transformed it to a highly decoupled, resilient, and event-driven architecture, making the login and product landing workflow much faster for our customers. We did massive brainstorming sessions iteratively to arrive at the right solution and focused on engineering and operational excellence. We went ahead with an implicit automation mindset. What helped is adding a customer angle to it. We were extra cautious about the fact that this flow makes our customers enter our product. Even a small bug could cost us very high and erode the trust of our customers. We built enough safety nets and fallbacks and went bold about it. We made mistakes and learned from them. We have been extremely cautious about what we are doing and how we are doing it. And from where we stand today, we are proud to say that it has been an extremely, extremely rewarding journey, and we didn't cause any negative impact to our customers. And this transformation enabled millions of people to experience faster and frictionless landing to our products and modern sign-in experience. For our customers, the combined sign-in and product landing time has improved by around 40%. And most importantly, as Jyoti mentioned, with this transformation, we have come at par with industry standards, and we are now able to serve our customers with modern ID-first and progressive sign-in experience.
Great, Riti. So those are some impressive milestones over there. But coming to you for the next question, Riti, could you share some key takeaways for our tech audience who have tuned in today and are actually navigating tech disruptions themselves?
Sure. My first piece of advice would be to be bold and take risks. Building great things means taking risks. As the saying goes, the riskiest thing is not to take any risk. In a world that's changing so quickly, avoiding risk can mean missing out on significant opportunities. We encourage everyone to make bold decisions, even if that means being wrong sometimes. It's okay to make mistakes. What is important is to learn from them. If you have a hypothesis, be proactive and test it out quickly, and fail fast if things don't work out. Actually, in my personal dictionary, there's no failure. Either you succeed or you learn. Goodness starts unpacking only when we start exploring opportunities.
All right, that was a great lesson there. Either you succeed or you learn, and there are no failures. Great, Riti. Coming to you, Jyoti, any tips or takeaways for our tech audience today?
Sure. I have three, in fact. Number one is that anytime we are on this journey of a big disruption, the first thing that is needed is a one-team mindset with extreme accountability and ownership, which means that the team that stays together is a team that will go up together, that will be the team that will go down together, but will always stay together. That's number one. Number two is that anything which is so big and risky, and everything that, in fact, that we work on, that we build from in technology, has to be designed for scale with all elites and performance as implicit expectations. So what are these elites? The elites are the quality, the scalability, the security, as well as the reliability and the maintainability aspects of this product that we are building. So when we are going through the transformation, we need to ensure that all of these elites and performance for our product have been set as implicit expectations. Lastly, I would want to say that as Riti mentioned, that we should take risks, we should be bold, and we should always remember that quality is always ahead of speed. The dates and the speed cannot trump quality, because that would be a very dangerous trade-off to make, which is to move faster but trade off on the quality, because remember, the trust of our customers will go away very soon. So those three would be my takeaways.
Great, Riti. But if you could tell us what kind of growth opportunities really impacted your career path as an engineer with the company?
Sure. I'm an engineer in Intuit platform team, and my work powers the whole of Intuit. My career progression at Intuit has been fueled by my passion for problem solving, as I mentioned earlier as well, and some amazing tech disruption opportunities and innovation ideas I got to work on, where I could exercise my skills, problem solving muscles, and I could demonstrate high levels of responsibility. And it was not the case that I kept on waiting for these opportunities to come my way, but I had to create these opportunities whenever I could see a scope in the product. Or sometimes I had to ask for them that, hey, this is something I would like to work on. And my leadership has been quite supportive to empower me and to give life to my proposals and ideas. So based on my experience, my first piece of advice would be to keep your eyes and ears open and observe the things happening in your surroundings, whether in your company or outside. Be curious and never stop learning your customers. It's very important to do your customer study and what they would want differently in your product, and just grab those hidden opportunities. Then my second piece of advice would be that it is very important to find a mentor in your career. You don't have to navigate your career trajectory on your own. Seek out people whose work and operating style inspires you to be your mentors. I have been fortunate enough to have excellent mentors who have guided my career choices, served as sounding boards, and helped me identify opportunities for growth. In fact, Jyoti is my mentor. She shares her wealth of knowledge, experiences, and advice I need to reach the next level of my career and become a better version of myself. I'm forever grateful to Jyoti for that.
That's wonderful to know. But coming to you, Jyoti, what were the important milestones in your career with Intuit India, and what advice do you have for aspiring technologists?
I came to Intuit over seven years ago, and as a first line manager. And I think as I mentioned to you, my funda in life is very simple, which is everything you do, try to strive for excellence there. It doesn't matter which project I was part of, whether it was a pure run the business project or something which is very big and impactful, I always made sure that I put my heart and soul in it. And that's the only thing that I have focused on as my prime priority. And career growth, excellence, and all the rewards just came naturally without me focusing on those. Just the only thing I focused on was to make sure that what I'm doing it with my full passion and my heart in it. So that's my first message as well, that if possible, whatever you do, do it with complete and 150% of your effort and your mind share and your heart in it as well. That's number one. The second thing that I have done in my Intuit career and has also helped me is that I've always challenged my comfort zone. Just to give you an example, I was in the company within my first year about 7 years ago, and I felt like the work I was doing, I would have done it in my sleep as well. So what did I do? I went and told my manager that, you know, this is good. I am happy, but maybe I could do more. Or maybe I could do something which would challenge me more. And that's how I continued even in the next few years as well. Every time I find myself in a comfort zone, I pulled myself out and said, no, I want to do something else which would give me more learnings and more challenges than what I have been doing so far. So that's number two, which is always challenge your comfort zone. Number three is a learning that I've had in this journey is it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to make mistakes as well. What's not okay is not to learn from those mistakes and then make the same one again. Because I truly believe that when we are very open about our learnings and the mistakes that we have made, the next time we are on the journey, everybody in the team and the ecosystem ensures that you are successful because you have been so honest and truthful about your mistake and your learning as well. So that's my lesson number three, which is okay to be vulnerable and acknowledge anything that has not gone right, but always ensure that there are learnings and the same mistake is not repeated again. Those three.
Great, Jyoti. Great advice there, that keep learning, keep pushing yourself out of your comfort zone and keep challenging yourself. So that was some wonderful and very inspiring advice for aspiring technologists. But coming to our last question, which is for both of you really. So for more than a decade, as we all have discussed previously, that Intuit has been on the list for India's best companies to work for. And Intuit is even hiring right now. So what kind of top tech talent are you scouting for? And why should young technologists join Intuit?
India has always been an important and extremely significant place for talent for Intuit. And to fuel this innovation that we are driving from India, we are always looking out for the best talent and talent is in both directions. One is the technology talent, which is obvious and implicit. The second one are the skills which are not technical skills, but are more mindset and soft skills. And I can talk to you about those as well. So the significant roles, just to give an example, that we are always hiring for are around software engineering, product design, product and program management, analytics, data science, artificial intelligence, and the corresponding capabilities that somebody would have in these roles, and the roles that would see a growth include these areas around cloud, open source, natural language understanding, data science, and machine learning. So these are some of the areas where we, from a technical skills perspective, where we would be and are always hiring for. And just to say about why somebody should join into it, I have always told prospective employees that there's one company that ensures the philosophy of global mindset by demonstrating that every center of the company would share the pain and share the gain, which means that all kinds of good, innovative, futuristic work would be done in all the centers. And Intuit is one example. And that's where somebody should be looking at Intuit to ensure that they are solving customer-first problems with the right technology and ensuring the learnings are in place as well.
Great. Thank you, Jyoti, for sharing that. Coming to you, Riti, what is your insight here? What kind of top tech talent are you really looking out for? And why should aspiring and potential technologists join into it?
Sure, Rajara. In addition to what Jyoti said, I'd like to add that while hiring, we also apply a futuristic lens as we are looking for technologists who are enthusiastic and passionate about our journey of being an AI-driven expert platform. And we look for the candidates who can think end-to-end. Then innovation quotient is very important, especially for senior roles. We are looking to hire candidates who are innovative problem solvers and are keen to innovate and invent and sense opportunities sooner than our competition. Now, coming to the list of reasons why job seekers should join into it, the list is actually endless. But as an employee who has been working with Intuit for the last 7 years, my personal favorite reasons are Intuit's innovation and people-powered culture. Intuit has a bottom-up culture that empowers engineers to give life to their ideas, influence design, and decision-making. Intuit organizes Global Engineering Days twice in a year, when the entire engineering team gets together and gets one complete week to prototype their innovation ideas and get their hands dirty with new technologies. Majority of these ideas are shipped to production within a week or sometimes a month or two to delight our customers. It empowers engineers to experiment, do rapid prototyping, and they know that they have a back and all the needed support from leadership. Now, coming to the second aspect of Intuit's people-powered culture, the thoughtfulness that Intuit has, the facilities that it provides to the employees and its family members is great. It provides us great medical benefits, childcare and fitness reimbursements, family support leaves, higher study support, and the list goes on and on. Actually, my family loves Intuit much more than I do because of the way it takes care of me and them as one Intuit family. And Intuit has provided us massive support during COVID period. We got work furniture, Intuit facilitated vaccination drives. We got COVID protection kits and robo cleaners when we couldn't allow house help due to rising COVID cases. So net-net, Intuit has earned that right to be the great place to work because of its constant people-first commitment. The way Intuit treats us, it becomes a second home for its employees. And most of the employees, including myself and Jyoti, are long-timers here because of that reason.
Great. The RoboCleaner is definitely a great incentive there. Thank you, Riti, for sharing those insights. And to sum it up, definitely, as you both mentioned, by sharing your journey into its culture of innovation and experimentation, along with their unique employee-powered approach, has made it not only a successful enterprise, but a great workplace as well, because this is a place where passion meets autonomy. So thank you, ladies, for sharing these interesting anecdotes and your journey here. We hope that your tech journey has inspired many more to take that step and join the ever-evolving and agile IT tech sector. So thank you to all our listeners for tuning in today, and thank you both for joining us.